This is Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. I think the late Chuck Colson is in heaven. I say this because, as far as I could tell, he was a regenerated person. I personally have zero doubt about that, but only God can be so sure as to know who is regenerated and who is not. As I said a few moments ago, I promote civil government school system abolition. In the Old Testament, there were no civil government schools. There also were no prisons, except as cited in humanistic settings, like Egypt. Anyway, Chuck Colson founded Prison Fellowship. I am thankful he did. Physical prison, in some way, informs us of our spiritual depravity and that we are each in need of a Savior. So when Mr. Colson, as a function of his own experience, started Prison Fellowship, he was doing God's work. I cite Chuck Colson here because I want people with a similar theology to understand how he cited Exodus 22 in order to justify restitution for crimes. Mr. Colson recollected in a book edited by James Boyce that he told the Texas legislature, quote, that the only answer to the crime problem is to take nonviolent criminals out of our prisons and make them pay back their victims with restitution. This is how we can solve the prison crowding problem, end quote. My point here is that someone in Mr. Colson's theological position can cite an Old Testament provision regarding modern civil law. But why not do that in regards to education? Couldn't I just as easily say there were no prisons in the Old Testament, and therefore there shouldn't be any now? And likewise, there were no civil government schools in the Old Testament, and therefore there shouldn't be any now. Now, as far as I know, Chuck Colson never stated there shouldn't be prisons, but he should have. Likewise, there shouldn't be civil government schools. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.